Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Happy Friday, Pastor.
Happy Friday too, and how are you?
Yeah, it's a preparation day. I'm excited. I'm fantastic. I hope you're well.
You know what? When you are preparing for the Sabbath, I'll be preparing for work tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. But you must work in the vineyard, eh?
Man, what can we do? We have no option.
Yeah. We got to work in the vineyard.
No, man. We have to be fully. We have to be. But, you know, Sabbath should be a delight and a rest for all of us, but for us, yeah.
Remember, you are about our Father's business.
Man, and the Father's business is getting every time. It's a stress, my brother. It's a stress.
Yeah.
But what can we do anyway? We have to enjoy it.
We gotta enjoy it, man. We gotta enjoy it. Now, Pastor, we are, you know, having a last conversation on a Christian perspective on mindfulness and meditation. And you know, while most forms of meditation and mindfulness can help a person become calmer and more focused, there are significant differences in both the intention and the practice of secular Eastern and Christian forms of meditation. Now, should that matter if we believe in God? What are the affected? What can we be rather affected by the secular practices, even if we don't believe in their spiritual implications? And so we're going to be actually talking about that. So, Pastor, what are some of the dangers that Christians should be aware of pertaining to meditation and mindfulness teaching? I mean, this is in fashion these days.
Oh yeah, that's so true. Thank you so much for that very important and relevant question. It's so true. You know, we need to be very careful with this tide of things and practices happening around, you know, around meditation, like you have said. You know, at times people, they find things on the Google, on the internet, and they try to implement that in their day-to-day lives. And also, we have cults, we have some Christian movements in courts also that may be exercising the same things. And also, due to depression, stress, pressures of this life, people around also may prescribe the use of meditation, which may be a secular approach, a worldly approach to this thing, all in the in an effort to try and be all right. We end up indulging because of desperation, and then these are the dangers. We'll end up getting connected and hooked up to things that will actually destroy us by the end. I know of a person I have counseled and prayed for, who was now demon possessed and got into these things innocently by just trying to see if these things work, trying to see if this, you're trying to check and test around, and before you know it, you're now getting carried to some place when you're closing your eyes and you're saying, I'm meditating. Now you're somewhere, and you are now literally somewhere. And by the time you're saying, I don't want this thing, already you are in there. So we need to be very careful. Thank you for that. We may end up in much more painful, dirtier, or whatever that we regret, and yet we thought we were doing the right thing. So we need to be careful. Thank you for that.
Now, you know, when we engage in practices such as yoga, for instance, and other forms of spiritual meditation, that some may argue are not Bible-based, and some want to argue there's nothing wrong, can we be affected as Christians in any way, even if we don't necessarily subscribe to these ideologies?
Yes, if you are to engage into yoga, definitely, whatever the package may be that may come with being associated or practicing that will definitely be a package that you'll inherit or that you'll have in your life that imparted in you, yes. But if you are not practicing that, honestly speaking, nothing will affect you, boss. It's not there. Yes, I like the idea where you're pulling to say, I'm just doing yoga. I'm just trying to detox my mind and all that. See, it's just yoga, but I'm a Christian, you know. What we need to know now is, where is this yoga coming from? Mm. Is it a healthy thing for us as Christians to get into? What are the implications? We need to have an investigation which is thorough as far as all these things are concerned. What will be the implications thereafter? Is it just? And again, this is the beauty again that we have as Christians anyway. We have scripture as our safeguard. Mm-hmm. Let's use scripture as our yoga. If you want to do yoga, let's use scripture as our yoga. Let's have it playing in our minds. Let's meditate. Let's think deep about it. You know, one thing also I got to find today, it was there are other religions besides Christianity that also exercise this thing of meditating. The Hindus, they do the same thing. The Islam, they do the same thing. The Jews, they do the same thing. And even also some who do not even believe in God. They also, so people always do this thing when they are connecting to their deity. So now, to me, I was like, okay, wow. So that's how meditation is. I'm connecting to a deity. I'm suspending myself temporarily and then connect with my deity. Now I'm asking you, now yoga, who am I connecting with? I cannot connect to myself. I'm connecting to someone or to something that will give me power, energy, and response to my current situation. That's why I'm engaged in this thing. So now I'm asking, if I'm doing yoga, who am I connecting with? So you need to want that. Yes.
True. Now, what are your final thoughts on this subject as we concluded today? What is it that, we've spoken day in, day out for the past couple of days, but perhaps one thing that you want to emphasize and impress on our minds and the listeners before we conclude?
Thank you so much. Meditation is very important. It is very critical. It helps us to get to have a deeper understanding, a deeper relationship with God. It is very critical. I mean, you cannot be a Christian and you don't meditate.
Yeah.
You can't. You just remain with the surface knowledge of who God is, and you'll never get to a deeper understanding or of getting to know your Maker directly. So it's important for us to do this thing. It's healthy spiritually and also can be also healthy physically. It has been used for many years. It's not an invention that has just come. It's been here for many years. It's just that we are letting ourselves down. We are shortchanging ourselves by not engaging in this practice. It is critical. However, we also need to be careful not to end up digressing and also getting involved in some things that are different or apart from like we've been discussing today. So I would want to say, beloved friends out there, brothers and sisters, let's take time to deepen our impression as far as the Word of God is concerned. But at least take 5 minutes for a starter, if 2 minutes for a starter, every day of your life. But when you come to a point of maturity, just take even 10 minutes early in the morning when it's still quiet and there's no one, there's no movement, there's nothing to distract you. Just take a few minutes early in the morning, do your Bible study, read your Bible, even just one verse. Pause, be quiet. Give a moment to hear at least God speaking to you. I'm not saying enter into some imagination and some hallucination and some funny things. No. Just be quiet.
Yeah.
And try to see yourself in the Word of God and allow God to speak. You will enjoy this relationship better. Trying to do meditation in the afternoon, yeah, I tell you, it will be a bit difficult because there are a lot of distractions and a lot of things that are happening.
And your mind is tired also.
It's tired. In the evening, yes, it's okay, but honestly, you want to sleep. So let's try to be like Jesus. Early in the morning, you'll connect with God. So it's not like he was just going to be talking to God in prayer. But he would pray, he would pause and connect with his Father. let's try and do that. Let's try and do that. It's a healthy thing.
It's a healthy
and
thing.
Our league will never, ever be the same again.
True, true, true that. Well, Pastor Marandure, I must thank you so much for your time, and thank you so, so much that you've given us your perspectives this week and what the scripture says and what God expects. And more so, thank your family for allowing you to actually spend time with his people. The many, many people are listening and have benefited from these discussions. Blessings to you and your family, and happy Sabbath ahead.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, even for hosting, inviting me. It's a blessing always to share. I think, you know, the more I get invited on AWR, then I know I will not die anytime soon because God wants me.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, guys, it's been a wonderful time. It's been a wonderful week. Have a blessed Sabbath and a goodbye for now.
Lovely. Blessings to you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.